right, Matt Greenwood back with you for one final time here at Hillsborough High School, site of the Class 3 District 2 Boys Soccer Championship. The Hillsborough Hawks District Champions, a 1-0 victory over the Windsor Owls, a district championship rivalry, if you will, developed between these two programs for the last 4 years. And we're joined now by Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, as we're going to make sure he gets out of here a little bit quickly, because I don't know about you, Coach, but I'm freezing cold, and I know you probably are as well. But let's talk about this win. You had to really grind it out, especially in that first half. There were a couple of moments could have taken the lead. Goalpost got in the way of one. Jared Tanner got in the way of a few others. But and then about the first 3 or 4 minutes, it was Windsor attack, attack, attack. They forced Krasnesky into 3 saves. But finally, about 7 or 8 minutes later, about 10 minutes into the half, you guys get the go-ahead. Just before we get to some particulars, just give us your general thoughts about this district title.
Well, we knew they were going to kind of sit back and defend. And the big thing for us was just to stay as patient as we possibly could. Our guys did that. You know, when you get into the second half, you just hope they don't start pressing too much and getting impatient, making bad mistakes, which they did not do. You know, I knew there was a little bit of frustration when you're trying to shoot through eight or nine guys at inside the box. But, you know, they knew we have scored quite a bit this year. Our first game against them, we didn't play our best, but snuck out of there with a 2-1 come from behind victory. So, but district championships, like you said to Mark, that postseason games are always different. You know, it's going to be usually a 1 or 2 goal game. And like you said, you know, Mitchell rang the post in the first half, and it was a bomb. Just got in behind the keeper, but squirted out the other side. And we had a couple other chances. And, you know, but like I said, the guys played patient and did just what they're supposed to do. And, you know, they believe in the process and, you know, believe what we're preaching. They buy in, and, you know, it worked for us tonight. So that's a tribute to these guys doing what, you know, what they're coached to do and executing as good as they can, because we got a talented group of guys.
Coach Sergio Cruz, I think you could probably stick about 6 guys on him and he'll still keep the ball away from them all.
Well, I even looked at Sam and I'm like, I think we should just give the ball to Mitchell and Sergio the last 25 minutes here and just let them dribble, because those guys kept backing off of them and they kind of just did what they wanted to do, but it also allowed them to drop back and get those guys behind the ball. But, you know, like I said, just you give those guys the balls and our midfield is going to be better than most midfields that we match up with. So, yeah, Sergio Mitchell in that midfield, it's really nice to have him.
Coach, I know you expected Windsor to at some point go attack, 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 and they did that, like I mentioned just a moment ago, early in the second half. How did you feel generally about how your guys handled not just that, but any pressure moments that the Windsor may have applied to your defense tonight?
Well, they moved Tanner up like the last 5 or so minutes of the first half, so, you know, we knew they were going to start pushing a little bit, and they did right off the bat. We made a couple little mistakes here and there that allowed them to get in and get a few shots on AJ. But after that, our guys kind of settled in, kind of thwarted that. And then, like you said, about 7 or 8 minutes later, you know, Mark found the back of the net. It's just one of those things where it's like he's tired of being tied and he's just going to go forward and beat him. And, you know, he just sometimes finds that extra gear. And, you know, he's just got that unrivaled, I don't know, will to win, because I think he hates losing more than he likes winning. But it was just one of those things where he got a step on that guy and he wasn't going to be denied. And that turned out to be the difference.
You said 4 guys. I counted at least 2 or 3, so I was, you know, ballpark figure. But walk us through that goal and just how the game changed for you guys once that one went in the second half.
You know, we go over scenarios a lot as far as, you know, up a goal, down a goal type of situations. And at that point, it was a little bit too early to go into that. But, you know, they started doing the little things that we talk about. We practice that kind of stuff, scenarios, instead of just drilling them all the time. And like I said before, we got a pretty smart group of guys. Played soccer for a while, and they know how to kill a game. And like I said, when you have 2 guys in the midfield like Mitchell and Sergio, it makes it a lot easier, because those guys have time to get open, move forward. They draw fouls, which helps take time off the clock. So, you know, but when Mark got that ball, it looked like he saw a little crease or a little bit of daylight, and he just went, you know. And once he gets by you, you're either going to follow him, drag him down, or he's going to get a good shot on goal, you know. And sometimes he says, I don't know where it's going, I just shoot it. And
that's what he said tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he went far post, and that's what a good goal scorer does. And that's, I think, his 34th of the year. So mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out on this. You have seen North County. It's sort of a 2-part question. how sweet it is, or how sweet is it to be district champs again? And then second part of the question is, now what do you do to beat that North County team that's really good?
I told these guys, it is one of my favorite groups of players I've ever coached in the 22 years I've been here. And it means a lot because I know it means a lot to those guys. You know, coming into the district, we expected to win, but it doesn't take any sheen off of that. You know, it just, you come in expecting to win and you do it anyway. And the guy that scores is the one guy that they're keying on. So it's just, no matter what we did tonight, they knew what we wanted to do and we did it anyway. It was a nice thing. And then going into North County, pretty much any of our players will tell you that might've been our worst game of the year other than the Perryville game. But we just had a couple communication breakdowns in the first half after we were up 1-0. And we felt like we controlled the game for the first 20 minutes or so. And then we let those two bad ones in right before half. And then they got a third one in the second. Things just kind of fell apart. So lost our composure. I like to believe we're a different team than we were when we played them. So going in, watching film of our previous game against them and then watching some film of their game last night against Cape Central, you know, we're just going to work on picking up their tendencies and try to do some things, figure out some of their weaknesses and you know, figure out where their strengths are and try to take those away.
All right, great deal, Coach Schott. Always appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much for coming up here. Let's get you home and let's get me home as well.
All right.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.